For the first time, Phoenix has a citywide service plan, a strategy to engage volunteers in specific areas and measure the impact. Last year, Phoenix received a $100,000 grant to put the plan into action. That's where Michael Hammett comes in. He's the city's chief service officer, and it's his job to execute the plan. Michael, let's start with the money. The grant comes from Cities of Service. It's a national nonprofit group. What's the story behind it?
Well, Christina, we were very happy to receive this grant from Cities of Service. Three cities received the grant: Detroit, Miami, and Phoenix. Cities of Service was started by former mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, as a way to engage mayors, elected officials, and city leaders in what they call impact volunteering. That is engaging volunteers in regular service in the community and measuring the impact of that service.
So you conducted surveys, you held meetings, you talked with residents, and you talked with city leaders, and you came up with three focus areas, right? What are they?
So those focus areas are education, neighborhood revitalization, and what is called community resilience. And that's building resilience in low-income communities related to extreme weather.
How do you do that?
We just had a resilience workshop where we brought together block watch captains, residents, nonprofit organizations, health organizations, all different stakeholders from the Maryvale area into a space where everyone could engage in what it means to be resilient. We heard from a captain from the fire department who shared expertise on being resilient in terms of public safety. But also, we had the opportunity to engage back and forth and hear from school districts that were there and hear from residents that said, here's our biggest challenge. We don't have enough shade on our street. How do we get more shade? Or what do we do if there's an issue and the temperature is 120 degrees out and we have no air conditioning or our air breaks? What do we do? Each person received a resource guide that was developed by this grant to provide connections to city services, nonprofit organizations. Pretty much anything you were looking for was in this book. And so the residents are being empowered, but also they're empowering the city. So we're all working together.
So how does the city work with the nonprofit community? Because there's only so much money out there, right? So how do you work with the nonprofit community? And do they have any concerns about maybe, you know, you're sort of stepping on our turf here?
I love that question, because when I stepped into this role, that was one of my concerns, is how do we support everyone? And ultimately, we came to the conclusion that it's about getting this funding into the community and what's the best way to do it. When we shaped this citywide service plan, we brought our partners, our nonprofit partners, we brought them to the table so that they could have a voice in the shaping of this plan. When funding is identified, I'll call up one of our nonprofit partners and say, there's funding, are you aware of it? And if you are you planning to apply? Can we support you? Or if we apply, will you support us? Which ultimately supports the community.
So how do you know you're actually making a difference?
It's actually doing measurements. It's gathering outputs, outcomes, and impact of all of these projects. And that is what we've been doing and what we'll continue to do. So that could be how many volunteers were engaged, how many youth were engaged, how many veterans were supported, how many trees were planted and maintained, but also overall, do residents feel better about their community? I mean, we look at qualitative outcomes. Do residents feel safer in their community? Are they more likely to get out and get to know their neighbors? These are the questions we want to ask from all of these projects.
Isn't there some pressure, though, for every program or every project to be a success?
You know, we don't look at it that way. And thankfully, you know, at the city, we don't have that pressure. And Cities of Service has been great in saying, because a project doesn't ultimately reach your goal, doesn't mean it wasn't a success. So most of the time, I will say with our projects, we've done about 15 funded projects so far through our Love Your Block grant and resilience grants. 9 times out of 10, because of the spirit of the neighborhood and the residents, and the support from the city and from our partners, they succeed and we go back and help them. But there are instances where they don't. And we want to look at that and say, why didn't it? One example is a community garden in a public housing community. And it's just still hanging on by a thread. There's still a couple of garden boxes and maybe two volunteers. So we've gone back in and asked the question, do you want a garden? We want to help. We want to hear from the community. We don't want to tell people what they want any longer when it comes to volunteering.
Michael Hammett is the Chief Service Officer for the City of Phoenix. Michael, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Christina.